educate our children. This school year, promise yourself that you will get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTA, volunteer for special events, or even try to help with homework. Parents, show your children that school is cool and drugs are for fools. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving the Northeast Denver area with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or visit us online at rhctherapy.com or inquire by calling 303-373-1188.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning will be William H. Kennedy, and we'll be talking about his work as he tries to expose the dark and sinister spiritual forces which are working behind the scenes. And ladies and gentlemen, there really are dark and sinister spiritual forces at work that are molding our reality, creating what we believe. It was interesting last night on the Law and Order. They had a presentation dealing with AIDS, which is a subject very close to my heart, and they basically had a doctor there who wasn't treating people who had positive HIV tests, because he said there was no such condition as AIDS, and he simply mouthed the position taken by Dr. Duesberg, who I've debated. He won't debate me anymore. Has absolutely refused. In fact, anybody from the position that says there is no AIDS epidemic refuses to debate me, although they say nobody will debate them, but the last thing they want is to have somebody who can point out the fact that what they're putting out is a dangerous doctrine. But it has served to confuse people. Basically, they talk about how certainly that a lot of the people who've died of AIDS have died from the medications, and that is true. At least the initial medication, AZT, was very, very harmful, not only to the individual, but to the child who, if a mother took this disease, but it did keep the child from developing HIV disease. Now, some of the medications that we have really are prolonging life very effectively. But what this whole issue was to divert our attention from the question is, why aren't we trying to stop the epidemic? Why aren't we using standard public health techniques, too? Is there really an AIDS epidemic? And by arguing the wrong position, why millions of people have died, and of course they say 20 million people have died, they've been saying that for a decade. I mean, they're dying so rapidly in many parts of Africa, why they can't even keep up building the coffins and the ceremonies. But you're not hearing that here in America. And certainly in Zimbabwe, we know the average life of the average male has dropped from 64 to 34 thanks to the American genocidal policy of population control being imposed upon Africa, because this is a genetically created disease. How do we know? Because people who were part and parcel of it had come forward, and we even have the CIA secret records that were supposed to be destroyed and weren't destroyed. And, of course, some of the people who are saying there is no AIDS epidemic were actually part of the program that created it, and this is all part of a effort to confuse the issue. But one of the things they brought out on the 60, Law and Order last night was, as the program was being presented to the jury, why, of course, the smug prosecutor comes in and says, you know, a lot of people like these conspiracy theories, no basis for them, but people will believe conspiracy theories. Unfortunately, there is a conspiracy. There is a conspiracy to kill off most of the world's population. And, of course, very, very soon, we're going to be offered a swine flu influenza shot, which contains a deadly adjuvant, and they know that. But we're going to be presented that as an opportunity. Everything points in that direction. They're actually studying the adjuvants, which they know don't work and which they know are lethal and can create terrible, terrible problems. But they're in the process of studying them with foolish volunteers today. Foolish volunteers here in the United States who, thinking they're doing good, have actually agreed to take a squalene adjuvant. And every time it's been used, of course, it's been devastating. It was used in the Gulf War and has already killed well over 10% of the young men and women who went over there to fight for freedom. Well, that is a background. Let's get on to William H. Kennedy. Hi, William. How are you doing?
Very good, Dr. Stan. It's great to be back on the American Freedom Network. It's my original network. These are the first shows I went on back in 2003, and it's great to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. I understand that you did it. Was it a Canadian documentary?
Yes, I did. It's very fascinating. I worked with a company up in Canada in Quebec called Blue Planet Productions with a director named Christian Page. Now, what we just did is a documentary series on child murderers, and the tentative title for it is Children That Kill. That might change, though. But here's the game plan. We finished filming it, and there's going to be a French version on Quebec TV in early 2010. Then there's going to be an English version on Court TV Canada about a month after that. Then in early spring, it will be on True TV down here in the United States, and people can see me. I'm on the episode about Ricky Casso, which is one of the cases I covered in my book, Satanic Crime, A Threat in the New Millennium, which people can get at RadioLiberty.com. And Ricky Casso in the early 1980s murdered his friend in Long Island in a satanic ritual and told him to say you love Satan as he stabbed him to death in a ritualistic murder. Now, what happened in that murder is they quickly started to downplay the satanic elements of the crime when it hit the mainstream media, primarily because the housing values in Northport, Long Island started to plummet because as news of this satanic cult got out, no one wanted to buy houses there, so the Chamber of Commerce told the police there to downplay the satanic elements to get the property values back up. So that's the big reason you don't hear a lot about that particular murder being a satanic murder. And the other good news is we finished filming that, and we're going to do another full series on occult crime. We're going to film it this fall, but it's going to be, appropriately enough, a 13-part series, and I will be in every episode. And I'll have more information on that later, but the fellow I'm working with, his name is Christian Page, and the production company is called Blue Planet, and it's up in Quebec. And I was very, very happy to work with him. His staff was wonderful. And people will be able to see my ugly mug on American primetime cable very soon.
Well, I think that it's important for people to understand there really are satanic murders. There are ritual murders. There are human sacrifices that go on a regular basis here in America. And because of the satanic influence within police departments and certainly within district attorney's offices and elsewhere, why, you're never going to hear about this. Of course, they have the full help and support of the controlled media. We'll be back in just a moment to talk about a few of the systemic crimes, very real, not imaginary, right here in America.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest William H. Kennedy, certainly one of the best informed people on this subject of satanic crimes. The fact that the satanic crimes of David Berkowitz have never been brought out. He was the son of Sam Keller, who claims that his dog told him to do the killing. Well, of course, this was all a cover. He was part of a satanic cult. He eventually admitted it. And there are certain elements within the legal system in New York who wanted to follow through and get the rest of the members of the satanic cult, but of course they ran into tremendous opposition. There's a great book you can't get anymore, it's long since out of print, called the book that went into the Summer Sound Killers, but the one that came out before your book.
Maury Terry's book?
Yes,
I actually cover it in Satanic Crimes, which people can get at RadioLiberty.com. But the original work on this was by a fellow named Maury Terry, a New York investigative journalist. And he even did an episode of Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack, where he effectively demonstrated that the Son of Sam killer, David Berkowitz, was in fact a member of a satanic cult, and that there were other murderers involved with this series of slayings that occurred in the New York area in 1977. Now, Spike Lee made a movie called Summer of Sam that's also worth taking a look at, and even he covers the fact that this was a satanic conspiracy of more than one shooter. And the reason we know this is when you look at the police sketches of the various perpetrators who did this, they all look different. The eyewitnesses give different pictures of the person who pulled the trigger. So it's beyond a doubt that David Berkowitz was not alone when he did these killings. He has admitted this, and he has remained silent. He covered up for the cult for many years, and now the statute of limitations is over anyway, so there's no point in even going after these people. Under New York law, you couldn't prosecute them even if you caught them tomorrow. So the courts won't do it. And this is just part of the overall satanic cover-up that we see in the mainstream media. Another big problem is that the people who run our country, who are on the top of our economic and political pyramid, are involved with satanic secret societies. And in my research, I've discovered a ritualistic link between two of these societies that I never saw before, between the Skull and Bone Society and the Bohemian Grove. I discovered they have a unifying ritual, which I didn't know before, and many members are co-members of both organizations, like George Bush and his father are members of the Skull and Bones and the Bohemian Grove.
What is the unifying ritual you're speaking of?
Well, just to sum up very quickly, at the Skull and Bones ritual at Yale University, the people who go through the ritual kneel before three figures, a black knight called Don Quixote, a person dressed up as the devil, who's just called the devil, and there's a pope figure. And the Skull and Bonesmen take their final vows before these three figures. Now, what I discovered at the Bohemian Grove is, most people are familiar with the owl ceremony that Alex Jones snuck in and filmed, which is their opening ceremony. But what I looked at was their other ceremonies, which they call Grove Plays, which are these little ritualistic plays, I guess they do. And what I discovered over the years, they do one at the end of everything. Now, in 1957, the name of their play was Diablo, the Devil. In 1955, the name of their play was Don Quixote. In 1969, the name of their play was St. John, which has a Pope figure in it. St. John of Bohemia is the name of their play. Now, in 1998, what they did is they had a play called Time and Time Again, a compendium of highlights from Grove plays over the years. And what they did is they took those three figures, Don Quixote the Knight, the Devil figure, and the Pope, and they all paraded out at the very end of the ceremony. This is in 1997. And these are the same three figures, an infernal trinity, if you will, that the Skull and Bonesmen worship, and ultimately the Bohemian Grove worships these figures as well. Every 50 years they have these compendium rituals that they do, and every 50 years these three figures, a black knight, a pope figure, and a devil come out. They're the infernal trinity. Now what's scary is you got people like Arnold Schwarzenegger who are involved in this. Art Linkletter, Jimmy Carter. Can you imagine Jimmy Carter bowing down before these figures? He's allegedly an evangelical Christian. As I said, both the Bushes, Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon. This is very bizarre, and I just made this connection recently. So you do have those three figures, Don Quixote, the anti-pope, and the devil, that both the Skull and Bones and the Bohemian Grove both worship in ceremonies.
Well, they call those the plays the jinx. There's a high jinx and a low jinx, and I'll never forget that.
Right, in the original meaning of the word jinx, we think of high jinx as being foolish. High jinx in occult circles, that is a form of ritual magic. When you call someone, you say he's a jinx, you mean he brings bad things metaphysically to situations. So high jinx is high magic, high ritual magic. And when you consider that, you know, people like Helmut Kohl, unbelievable, the list of Bohemian Grove members, and they all ultimately, in every generation, hold torches up before these three figures of Don Quixote, the anti-pope, and the devil. And in the Bohemian Grove, as compared to the Skull and Bones members do this every year. In the Bohemian Grove, they break it up over time, and every 50 years, the members bow before these three figures. Now, for people who would like to confirm this, they can go to Wikipedia, and they can punch in Bohemian Grove plays. And you'll see the Don Quixote and the Devil. And for the Skull and Bones ritual, there's a book called Secrets of the Tomb, and I know you have interviewed the author of that book on this show, and they can get the ritual where the Don Quixote, Devil figure, and anti-pope turn up in the Skull and Bones ritual. So I don't know anyone out there who's connected these dots quite like I have. I have a lot of time on my hands. I'm a single bachelor. So I guess that's why I kind of fell upon it. But if anyone knows anyone out there, another writer or speaker or whatever, who has made this connections as well, please email me at williamhkennedy.com and let me know. Have you heard of anything like this before, Dr.
No,
Stan?
I really haven't. Of course, I knew certainly about what they did in the ritual as far as the Skull and Bones is concerned. I know we actually have copies of the books that are published only for members of the Bohemian Grove. And in the fly page of the book, they write just on one page, the only thing it says there is, "We revere the owl." We revere the owl. Of course, the owl is an emblem of Moloch. It's a satanic element. Why would these people, supposedly in this, you know, this or society, you know, they get together and the men just play all sorts of childish games. Why would they talk about revering the owl? I'm sure most of the people there are just there to participate in truly hedonistic activities. I mean, they bring little boys for the pedophiles and and male prostitutes for the homosexuals, and beautiful women for the heterosexuals. And here are some of the leaders of our country running around naked in the woods. And it's a beautiful redwood grove. In fact, Richard Nixon and other people have talked about, you know, they went there because they wanted the association. Richard Nixon liked to just be around important people and wealthy people. I mean, he was a usurper, as it were. I mean, a very inadequate individual who sort of felt, you know, much better being associated with the smart and rich and wealthy people. That's why when he left California after losing the governorship, he moved to New York City and took an apartment right next to Nelson Rockefeller and went to work for a Rockefeller law firm, and then spent the next 8 years, 7 years, 6 years running for the presidency, being funded by the Rockefellers. And then when he gets in office, what does he do? He surrounds himself with the Rockefeller people, including Henry Kissinger, who was an employee of the Rockefellers as his Secretary of State. And then, of course, when they got rid of Spiro Agnew and he was supposed to appoint Nelson Rockefeller as the vice president, Richard Nixon was smart enough to realize, of course, that the last thing he wanted was Nelson Rockefeller as the vice president, because Nelson Rockefeller then would be one heartbeat away from the presidency, which he always wanted. And Richard Nixon refused to do that, and that's what caused Watergate. It was all a setup. It was set up by Henry Kissinger to get rid of Richard Nixon, and of course then with the idea that Gerald Ford would become the president, and then of course he would appoint Nelson Rockefeller vice president, and then Gerald Ford would meet an accident. Well, there were assassination attempts on him, but Nelson Rockefeller never got to be president. But Nelson Rockefeller wrote a book called I Never Wanted to Be Vice President of Anything, and that's what it was all about. Well, anyway, of course, I mean, people really need to understand there are these occult organizations, and certainly when you go and you participate in these activities, why, of course, you are selling out your moral standards. But Richard Nixon even wrote about or talked about how ridiculous the meetings were there at the Bohemian Grove. He probably never even understood the true occult nature of what was going on. Don't you believe a lot of the people there, William, are simply taken in by all this, what goes on there in the good times and camaraderie, and really don't understand the true occult nature of what they're into?
Oh, definitely so, Dr. Stan. Believe it or not, I'm actually friends with several Skull and Bones members and several Bohemian Grove members who are family acquaintances, and I've known them all my life. And I've discussed these things with them privately. I can't reveal their names, but they would confirm what you're saying. They'd say this is just a silly thing that they went along with in order to progress in their careers. And a lot of them don't even have any religious beliefs to speak of. Many of them are actually atheists, which is perfectly fine for the devil who they're ultimately worshiping, because what the devil wants more than anything else is atheists who don't believe in any metaphysical realm at all, heaven or hell. That's the ideal thing that the devil wants. Then he has your soul forever. And with these ultra-rich atheist people, when he gets them to perform these bizarre rituals where they pay homage to them, that seals their fate for all eternity unless they renounce the organization, denounce their vows, and somehow find God or Christ in their own way. I don't know. I'm not saying what denomination they should join, but that's the only way from a Christian perspective, and many of these people also claim to be Christians, that they can liberate themselves from eternal damnation, which is ultimately what they're facing. But to sum up, you're right. They don't take these rituals very seriously, and they don't think about it. They're just there to make social, political, and economic connections. And that makes the whole situation much more frightening, really.
Well, it really is. It's true. Of course, I think the people in Skull and Bones know what they're doing. Certainly the strong occult nature, the swastikas, the Geronimo skull, what they're doing. And, of course, when you join Skull and Bones, why, of course, your whole future life is established for you. You'll always be looked after. of course, you'll have to follow their direction. And does anybody in the United States think it was only by coincidence that in 2004, both the Democrat and the Republican candidates came from the same secret society? And of course, the reporter, and his name escapes me, but Tim Russert, asked both George Bush and John Kerry about the Skull and Bone Society when he was interviewing them in 2004. Both of them said that the society was so secret they couldn't discuss it. And before long, Tim Russert was dead. Well, you're not supposed to inquire about those things, you know, or you die at a very, very young age. We'll be back in just a moment with William Kennedy.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marina reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly, so parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. This message was courtesy of Cassie and Derek at Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marina, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, William H. Kennedy. And William, before we go on, would you like to get out your website, telephone number, how people can get in touch with you, get to your website, very unusual website, finally the best source of information I know of on the satanic movement as it grips the highest levels of our government today.
Oh, yes, Dr. Stan, they can go to WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com. I have a Satanic Crime multimedia page up there, which is the one people like to visit, and I have, you know, literally hundreds of hours of documentary films on contemporary Satanism. I have a documentation on these secret societies. Everything I said here, people can go to WilliamHKennedy.com and check the facts for themselves. They can link right to it. And I really strongly, strongly encourage people to check out the facts. Don't take my word or anyone's word on the media. Ask for their sources, no matter what it is, even if it's me. Certainly check my sources and think for yourselves. And once you see these sources and you understand the truth of the situation, you will feel duty-bound to share this with other people. Even if you email 10 friends with this information and ask them to email 2 more friends, you've done a great good, because the more we get out about the satanic nature of the leadership of the United States, the closer we are to being free people again. And Dr. Stan, believe it or not, we're not free people anymore. The Constitution has been shredded under the Obama fascist regime, as far as I'm concerned. I have no use for him or anyone who works for him and around him. And if we want our rights back, we have to take them back. The Constitution we have we fought, or our ancestors, I should say, fought for and spilt blood to give us the Bill of Rights. Now it's being stripped from us, from these secret societies I'm talking about. And what they're doing is they're dumbing down the general population. Well, what we have to counter this, and I think this is another God-given thing like the Bill of Rights, we have the Internet. And on the Internet, we can network with other people, literally millions and millions of other people. I get thousands of hits a day just on my website, and we can get this information out there. Now, there are even attempts by the Congress to start censoring the Internet like they do in China. In China, the Chinese government taps into the Internet system and screens out things they don't like. There's a lot you can't get, and they want to bring that here to the United States as well, so this information does not get out there. And what they will do is they'll use things like pedophiles and creeps who are out there anyway to use them as an excuse to monitor and censor the Internet, but we can't allow that to happen. These creeps are going to be out there no matter what. We don't give up our rights because there are creeps out there abusing their rights. You know, that's a very, very important thing. And even like you were saying earlier, Dr. Stan, there's a huge spike in the AIDS rate amongst teenagers and young adults in the United States, and it's not being reported in the mainstream media. I'll say this, even 20, 25 years ago, when the AIDS epidemic first emerged, there were a lot of public service messages on television and radio just informing people that this sexually transmitted disease was out there. Now, there's just as big a spike. More and more people are getting infected than ever, and you don't see anything on television about it or any warnings, no public health warnings, nothing whatsoever. And they're allowing this to happen, this AIDS epidemic 2, which is, you know, the drugs they have are becoming even resistant to the new strains of AIDS that are out there. And as you say, they're just trying to wipe out as many members of the population as they can who they deemed as useless eaters many years ago. That's Henry Kissinger's term. He accused anyone who didn't fit into the plans of the government and the industrial military complex. He designated them as useless eaters. And the goal of the people who run this country and run this world is to kill as many of the 7 billion of us as possible, get the population down to about 500 million to a billion. I've heard different statistics. And those billion people that are left will basically be serfs in a feudal corporate state who will serve the needs first and foremost of the people who are on top of the political and economic hierarchy. And the way things are moving, we're moving towards a one-world economy. Well, we're already in a one-world economy, because if you move to another country, your debt will follow you. That wasn't true 20 or 30 years ago. And we're moving towards a one-world government. And by the nature of human beings, we always look for an alpha male, a single leader. This is almost wired into us. You know, people don't fully understand why, experts and such. But ultimately, there'll be a single leader, I think, within the next 25 years, not immediately. And this single leader will be a global tyrant who will speed up the depopulation of the earth, get us of the population down between 500 million to a billion, and enslave anyone that's left. Now, if you're of a religious bent, you can call this person the Antichrist. If you're of a non-religious bent, you can call him a global tyrant. It doesn't really matter what you call the central leader. The effect will be the same. They're going to murder as many people on this planet as they can. I mean, we could, if we put all of our efforts into it, feed the almost 7 billion people on this planet if we started planning now. Just consider, the World Health Organization just came out with a statistic of a few months ago that over 1 billion people suffer from malnutrition, which is a nice name for starvation. Well, that's a grave underestimate, because they're only counting the third world. There are people here in the United States who don't have enough money to eat every day. In the first world, the developed economic world, Europe, there are homeless people in London who are malnourished and starving. So if you add up all the people in the third world and all the people in the first economic world that we live in, I'd say you're talking about 2 to 3 billion who are actually malnourished. And all the powers that be have to do is let things go as they're going, and that number will just increase, increase, increase until there's only 500 million to a billion people left. And all the people in power have to do is nothing. Just let things go as it's going right now, and within 20 or 30 years, you will see billions of people dead.
Well, you know, I think
really through man-made famine, but also through war, also through different plagues like the AIDS virus, also through the viruses that are going into these vaccines. By the way, I get asked this a lot. In my opinion, and I say this as a non-medical expert, I have no medical training, but in my opinion, I would stay away from all these swine flu vaccines. They give them all different names now. But I would keep away from vaccines altogether. And a lot of people are finally noticing this, like Robert Kennedy Jr., the Attorney General's son, is taking note of the fact that there's a lot of problems that go along with these diseases. The other thing we must do as a country is move away from this welfare state that Fuhrer Obama is putting upon us. He's trying to get as many people dependent on the state for food and shelter as possible. That's exactly where they want you. They want you in a housing project on food stamps with hardly anything to eat. Then you're dependent on them, and you're powerless. And the day they want you dead, they'll just cut off your food stamps, and you'll be dead in, you know, a month or two. That is their plan. And they will always candy coat their ideas with very humanitarian ideals, like everyone should have health care. Well, let me tell you, as someone who lived in England for 5 years, the last thing on God's green earth we want is the government running our health care system. If you think it's bad now, that's going from the frying pan into the fire.
We'll be back in just a moment here with William Kennedy. Welcome your call at 877-259-5791. 757-7524.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, William H. Kennedy. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question for William, who certainly is one of the most knowledgeable of individuals I know of dealing with this issue of satanic crimes. In his book we carry is called Satanic Crimes. We have a 4-tape set by the same title, which includes some of my previous interviews with William. The information is vitally important to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political battlefield. But there are people who've given themselves to the dark side at the highest levels of government today. Oh, who's calling in? Go right ahead. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, actually, I was kind of curious. I was wondering with the school systems and the indoctrination, I'm wondering, do they differentiate between, say, the standard student and say, the advanced student? Because I've been speaking to a 12-year-old who just parrots exactly what the, you know, the... what the elite's talking about. I mean, as far as, well, there's too many people, there's not enough land here in the U.S. for everybody. You know, we really, we'd be better off with one person in charge. You know, we need one monetary system for the whole world. And it took him a while to actually admit that he was learning this in school, but I don't think the standard students are getting that. Is there...
Well, I think the standard students are getting that. There are elite students, and they have special places for the elite students, the really the ones that they're grooming to be the leaders. And they basically take them to special summer classes and special seminars. And certainly there's the message for the average student. For the average student is being, you know, indoctrinated in internationalism, world government, the dangers to the environment. This is what our education is about. They're not teaching them, you know, about the fundamentals of reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's all to program them to be global students, global citizens.
And I pointed out to him that they're teaching him that there's enough room here for the illegal immigrants to be here, but there's not enough room for, you know, there's such a, it doesn't make sense. A lot of the stuff contradicts each other. Just to kind of condition them to accept things that it seems like they're going to finish the programming later. At least that's the impression I get.
William, do you have any comment at all?
I would agree with what you said, Dr. Stan. I'd also like to point out that if it's at all possible, get your children out of the school systems, even though a lot of the private and parochial schools now are promoting this garbage. And on RadioLiberty.com, there's some wonderful, wonderful homeschooling programs that I think people should look into. But if at all possible, get your children out of the school systems. If it's not possible, teach them some critical thinking skills at home. Tell them, certainly, don't antagonize the teacher, but think for themselves. Show them counterarguments. You know, look at their homework and discuss it with them. Look at both points of a perspective. But do not allow your kids to be fed this horrible propaganda by our school systems. It's a nightmare.
It'll take them 30 years to unlearn what they've been indoctrinated in the schools. Our schools don't teach, they indoctrinate. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, that was it. Thank you very much.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thanks
for calling.
Well, again, our number is 877-254-7524. Our guest, of course, is William Kennedy. Do you think that there is an awakening that people really understand that there really are satanic organizations here and that most of the secret organizations or semi-secret organizations, Power Structure, your CFR, Trilateral, Bilderberger, Club of Rome, Group of 30, they all certainly have ties into the occult?
Well, Dr. Stan, how I would respond to that is by saying the greatest weapon that those organizations you just mentioned have against the general population is a thing called collective apathy. Collective apathy is when the general population is told hard, clear facts about the despotic nature of the government, and they have been so dumbed down and conditioned and taught to watch sports and only be concerned with sports shows that they don't even care when they find out the truth. And that's collective apathy, and that's a term I've coined myself, is their greatest weapon against the civil liberties of every American. I mean, I heard two people discussing these horrible death councils they're going to have under Obama's health care, and one of them said, well, you know, if I'm that sick, I don't care if I die, and I don't care if anyone else dies. And the other one said, well, I'm worried about my job, and I got bills. That's the kind of responses you're getting, and that's the most dangerous thing. When people are informed, it doesn't sink in. That's terrible.
All right, who's calling in?
This is Bill and Greeley.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hey, I read Mr. Kennedy's book there a couple years ago. I think it's a really good book. I mean, if people haven't read it, they should read it. And you know, I've been kind of mentoring this one kid. He's 14 years old, and I'm going to be taking him here real soon back to the Creation Museum in Cincinnati, Ohio. I don't know if you've been there. Answers in Genesis runs it. But I think one of the biggest pieces of lies and indoctrination ever is the whole thing that Darwin did with the theory of, and after I studied a bit on Darwin, who he was, his history, and you know, this whole thing with evolution leads into the scientific dictatorship. But the Creation Museum, Answers in Genesis, runs in Cincinnati. I think it's a really good place. I just wanted to mention that and say I think the book's really good. So that's all.
I appreciate
it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I have heard of that museum in Cincinnati, and I'm a creationist myself, and that's another big lie they spew at people, that we're just a random bunch of atoms descended from a monkey, and when we die, we just go into this oblivion. Well, that's exactly what the devil wants you to think in this world, and I know this isn't a religious program, but you really can't avoid it with a question like that. I think it's very important for people out there to get themselves in a good relationship with a man upstairs. And I'm not preaching any particular denomination because it's a matter of the heart.
Hey, we're out of time, William. Thanks so much. We'll be
very good. Thank you, Dr.
Sam.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars and brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzuki's, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com. Many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
Take a drive down a back road somewhere, and what do you see? Farms. It's impossible to miss them. They're everywhere. Eastridge Transportation LLC in Gill reminds us that those miles of golden pastures are what brought America to its feet. The American farmer and rancher, a dependable resource. This message was brought to you by Eastridge Transportation LLC. They want you to know that they're involved in keeping our area a great place to be. Eastridge Transportation LLC, located in Gill, 330-6624. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoy our conversation with William Kennedy, and we carry his book, Satanic Crimes. We also have a four-tape set, or four-CD set, on the same subject, Satanic Crimes. This is not imaginary. It's really very real. It does take place in our society today. And there really are pedophile rings that feed helpless little boys and girls into the Washington area for the use of some of the highest ranking people in this country. And the fact that you're not reading about it simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. So then, of course, we do hope you want to get our material, Brotherhood of Darkness. It goes into the satanic organizations in America. Takes you into theosophy, takes you into the Rosicrucians, takes you into the Masons. Now, most Masons are good people, and I'm sure many people join all of these organizations thinking that they're going to do good, or maybe they're going to be access into that power that will allow them to become fabulously wealthy. And ladies and gentlemen, there is power out there, and you can tap into it, but you do at the risk of your eternal soul. That's why you need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on the Financial Armageddon, which tells you who Barack Obama really is, and, of course, the forces that put him in power. So, and then, of course, we suggest the excellent DVD on the Trilateral Commission by Pat Wood. You need to have this information to understand why you don't want to take the swine flu vaccine, why you'll certainly want to get our new four-tape set on the swine flu vaccine. And you can, that's the swine flu vaccine, four-CD set. You need to have the information, and you need to help to get us out to others. Because, of course, we've been in contact yesterday with the Centers for Disease Control. They said that they're studying whether or not they're going to add this oral adjuvant to it, but they're actually using this experimentally here in this country. And if nothing happens in the next 4 weeks, which, of course, nothing's going to happen, it takes a while before the adjuvant actually destroys your immune system. But once you inject it into the body, then it triggers off in many people autoimmune disease, which will be with them the rest of their life, and in many instances will lead to their death. And they know what they're doing. This is not licensed in America, and yet they're considering putting it in the swine flu vaccine. And we're going to know in a couple of weeks, because they're going to have to make that decision. And then, of course, I talked to Glaxo yesterday, Smith, Klein, and Friends, and they really won't tell us what they're going to do, what they're going to have in this vaccine they want to put into you and your children. And remember, our bodies are designed to fight off disease that we take in through our nasopharynx or through our intestine, not disease that is injected into our body. And this is the tragedy as far as squalene is concerned, because it will actually has an excellent chance of leaving you with a permanent disease that can ruin your life and actually kill you. And yet they've already started their vaccination programs in Europe with this, and very, very soon they're going to start the program here. And there really are people who want to kill off most of the people in the world. If you've not read my monograph, The Population Control Agenda, it's on my website at radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, that's The Population Control Agenda. If you get anything else from us, ask for a free copy and we'll send you the pamphlet, and you can either duplicate it or you can buy it from us in bulk and get it out. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction, Nundare College genocide, population control, why do we still have cancer? My number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-585-WAR. We are in for cancer today.
A message of hope. Miracles still happen today. Hear the amazing story of evangelist Samuel Santos and the many miracles he has experienced in his life. Your faith will be renewed by the testimony of God's power and love. At the age of 60, Sam fell on the ice and completely lost his memory. Through the healing touch of the Lord, his memory has been fully restored. Now, 19 years later, He has been called to begin revival meetings in small towns throughout Colorado. Come and receive the blessing.